If you remember last week, 1 week ago today, we were saying we'd see you next Tuesday. Now is next Tuesday, and it's time to put out the signal, the call, for who we will see on this Tuesday. He can be heard weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on the Ticket in Dallas. I believe afternoons, Thursday afternoon or Wednesday afternoons, from 4:50 to something.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, we don't care about that because we care that he's here now with us. It is the great Gordon.
Thank you. Hang Zone, my Hang Zone friends. I hate that we're not in the Dragon Den.
Used to be Dragon's all fired up den. About this. Used to bring his Twitch stream gear, and yeah, now it's
rig
like...
rig up some cameras between computers right now. Yeah.
Leading statement.
How often do you get a computer?
Every couple months. I like to get a fresh one.
Get a home and a road.
Yeah.
I have a package to open very quickly.
Okay.
This was from P1 David, this enormous box. Do we have box opening music?
You ever had one of those?
We're actually talking about box in the meeting.
We did.
Giant box.
You said that you never like sticking your face in a box.
Yeah, if you're just saying I don't have to do it ever again, I'll go, okay.
And I said, I'll do it every day.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm on. Oh, no. Taking that away from me.
I'm on Jake's side.
So when I asked for box opening music, I got that.
Yeah, play something a little sexier as he peels open the box.
So inside, we have box opening music.
Don't yell at him.
Jeez, man.
No, I guess he could just do his thing. Hold on. Now there's another box inside this box.
Sounds like Norm trying to get an erection. That's what this music is.
So, Jake, would you like that if there was a box inside the box? Like, wow, I'm more box?
I'm pro box.
Open this. And there's more packing material.
This is like Russian nesting dolls. What's happening? Matryoshka.
This is what we're sent to me.
Ah, it's a pan handle on Texas, which is...
In the shape of Texas.
It's located in neither of the locations that... No. People have felt that there was a pan handle.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
It is a handle with a pan, but the handle is not in the pan handle.
Right.
Yeah, so the, P1 David.
The
thanks,
handle
man.
Is actually between the El Paso stick-a-mounter.
It's a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, the handle is where
and the tail.
North Carolina State's play-by-play guy would say all those illegal immigrants come from.
Jeez.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
David Price, P1 David Price. Thank you.
Dang, that's heavy.
Baseball.
Listen to that thing.
You could bang someone over the head with that.
I'm going to drop it on my new computer.
Oh.
Thanks, David.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Ooh, you know him so well that he's Dave.
Mm.
Well.
He signed it, David. But
he's DP.
Yeah. You ever done that?
No.
You act like you're
you said
Scorsese talking
preferred.
About Bobby De Niro.
Oh, Bob. I'm not against it.
So we had an assignment last week, and most of us completed it, but Jake didn't, because we've shifted gears a little bit. So if you
we
are
did
a
talk
P1...
about this yesterday, though. It's not like I just had
I got
election of duty.
Some P1 feedback today of, hey, I watched Happiness for you guys.
I know.
Can't wait to see hear the discussion.
Feels so bad for those people. Did y'all have to rent it?
It's a whole thing. It's
because it's not on any of the platforms right now, right?
Exactly.
We were able to acquire it.
Yeah.
We have you have one of those jailbroken fire sticks or something?
We have
I have people.
Invictus, like.
I don't know how to do anything, but I have people who do.
Do you know about Invictus?
No, what is that? Like the games that Prince Harry used to put on?
No. By the way, are you reading that?
Spare.
I think my wife finished it yesterday.
No, but it's breaking all the publishing records.
I don't know that it would be a horrible idea to just have her on for a review.
Meghan Markle?
No, my wife. Oh. She read the book. No, Invictus is...
Write that down, Blake. Let's do that.
Referencing...
we'll cancel Marlon Wayans.
TC used to, on his overnight shifts, like rip first-run movies for ticket hosts.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he get in trouble for that?
Yeah.
The movie was Invictus, right?
Yeah. We got a...
That's the only reason I've heard of that movie.
A Dan Bennett email about the MPAA has flagged the Cumulus Connection.
Well, I mean, but they wouldn't come after you if you're going for a movie that they're not even offering anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know we got it.
Yeah, Happiness, we got it. And I watched it the other day.
So you have the digital file?
Yes.
Yeah. We have it. Would you like to borrow it?
I'm not going to say yes on the air. I'm against that sort of thing.
But we moved off that.
Yeah, because we have some other issues. I've been fascinated. Actually, we have, right? Have you been fascinated with this tweet?
Sure.
This tweet's a couple weeks old. It was January 15th. And it was Dez Bryant. I don't know if you saw it. But he says, I can't make this S up. But he uses the S word in full. All four letters.
Thanks a lot, Elon. Allowing cussing now.
He says, I walked in my bathroom room and guessed what the hell I see. Another damn raccoon. And then a little raccoon emoji.
Which was also news to me, that we have raccoon emojis. I didn't know that.
But there's a guy on the cutting edge of technology, and that's Dez Bryant. He knows all about
blockchain
and emojis. I actually do trust him in his emoji game. If he was to tell me something, I'm not sure I'd trust him with the blockchain.
Who?
But Dez.
Not the raccoon.
But of course, okay, so let's break this tweet down. Right? Okay.
Yes. I have questions about this.
Can't make it up. I walked in my bathroom room, which is funny. You could just say bathroom.
Some people corrected me on that. Like, I thought that it was weird to say bathroom room, but some people were saying that that was intentional. Because he actually has a bathroom that's in another room.
Isn't that just the bathroom?
That's what I would have thought, but maybe there is, like, really rich people, maybe they have a room that they then put another room inside of.
Yeah, so, you know, and that stands to reason, because his tweet right after that, where he takes a picture of it, there's a TV.
In there, yeah. So
it is a bathroom room.
Actually, I have more on that in a second.
Okay. Okay.
And then, of course, breaking down another damn raccoon, as if this is not...
Well, you're glossing over guest.
Well, that's feels typo-ish, or maybe you did some voice to text, because I do that all the time, and you got to read through it. And
I've read some of Dez's tweets. There's no way that there is a speech to text engine. That would render
right, and
that
I guess
way.
You couldn't do the emoji if you're going voice to text. But
wait, you do that, Dan?
All the time.
Voice to text?
All the time. Ugh. Like if I'm texting you or something,
that hurts.
But I got to wait till the house is empty.
It is an old person.
It's an old person thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, my mom does it, and sometimes
I certainly do it if I'm driving.
Laughable results.
Yeah. Are you a punctuation guy? I was told that punctuation is an aggressive move.
That's an age thing, too, yeah. Don't put a period at the end.
Right.
Anyway.
I never thought about it.
Another damn raccoon. That raises a lot of other questions. But, so here's the thing. We were talking about this on the air last week, and I got contacted over the weekend by a guy, and he claimed that he is with the, I don't know what you would call this job, but a... animal removal job.
It's like Steve Zahn.
And that he did Dez's job.
And Sandy Silverman.
Oh, he actually handled the raccoons.
So I'm not tweeting this out because this would violate, I think.
Well, the guy's already violated
his
client confidentiality.
Patient client privilege. But he did send me a photo to prove that.
I don't think animal people have.
So I sent it to you guys just now on the phone.
Have secret.
animal people.
Yeah.
No, well, there's a Hippocratic oath.
It's Hippo laws, I guess.
Yeah,
so it does cover the animals.
They take an oath when they become an animal person.
That's his closet.
So, yeah, take a look at the picture I sent. And
God.
Did you text it to me? What'd you do?
Yeah. Okay. Check your phone, old man. Let's call him. His name is Sean.
Why'd you put punctuation after these pictures?
Oh, my gosh.
He has a ladder in his closet.
I know his phone number now because you just let it go out over the air.
Well, I think he brought
good. For
one of the ladders.
For pest removal needs, call Sean.
All right, well...
Hey, Sean. This
Hello.
is Dan McDowell at the Ticket, along with Jake.
Hello,
and Gordon.
And we're on the air.
Blake. Ty, to a lesser extent, Ham.
What?
I said hello, Hang Zone and Gordo.
Hey,
how's it going, brother? Bruv.
Oh man, just chasing critters in attics. That's what I do.
Okay, so. yeah, you contacted me via the twit, so I appreciate that. And you sent some photos. We haven't shared those publicly because I don't know if that would violate something.
Yeah, it's violating something. I don't think are you allowed to take pictures inside people's homes?
Yes and no. Probably wasn't the best thing, but
well, we won't make it public.
Yeah, you're good.
At the time, I saw the damage that this raccoon had done to this amazing collection of sneakers.
Oh, what happened?
Well, apparently the raccoon came down through his bedroom in a little scuttle hole, got in the bathroom, and in the closet, and basically just destroyed all of his shoe collection, knocked them all on the floor, off the shelving. It was kind of a wild sight.
Okay, so that's what I'm looking at here.
So this is a shoe collection. This is a huge room.
He tore the shoes apart.
Knocked them all down. Yes, sir.
Were you at Dez's first raccoon removal? Because he's indicating on Twitter this is not the first time this has happened to him.
No, the first one he had wildlife, the city, come out. And then the second one, his wife or baby mama, whichever it was, called and needed somebody out, like, immediately.
It's a different time when he said that comment.
It was earlier.
Earlier in the show.
So. Basically, I dropped everything, not knowing who it was, and went out and saw the raccoon and realized, hey, you know what? I'm probably going to need some help getting this one out. Called for backup, and while I was waiting, started visiting with the young lady and saw some things. It made me wonder if there was an athlete that lived there, and come to find out it was Dez Bryant's house.
Wow.
In the three pictures that Dan has shared with us, the one of them is of a possum, though.
No, that is a rat.
Wait, that's a rat?
He just wanted to show me some of the work he's done lately.
I've never seen a rat that big.
It's enormous. We could probably tweet that one out. That has nothing to do with Dez.
That wasn't at Dez's house.
No, that was not in Dez's house. That came out of a garage up in Pilot Point. A horse farmer, and the only thing I can think of is the rat got into the horse feed, and he created Ratzilla.
And got big.
That rat is got definitely that, bigger than either
that,
one of my dogs.
Winstrol. He got the horse roids.
Yeah, he's on horse roids. So let me ask you this, Sean, right?
Yes, sir.
The raccoon picture that you're in front of, that is the one that you took out of Dez's place?
That is correct, yep.
And that looks like a young raccoon.
Probably a couple of years old, 2 to 3 years old.
Yeah, it doesn't look that big to me. And you didn't do the first job of his, so where were they getting in? Was it the bathroom vent? Sean?
Sorry. They were coming in through one of his softeties on the outside of the house, and apparently Dez or somebody had left a little hole open to access the attic, and it came right down there and got it. The first one got in his house. They didn't realize there was a second one until the second one was found in the bathroom.
So, Sean, am I to understand that you didn't have any interaction with Dez?
No, he was apparently up in his media room doing whatever social media stuff.
We'll let someone else take care of this
thing. Video games.
How much did Dez make in his career? Do we know that?
I'm going to guess about 80.
Oh, wow. I would have guessed lower.
I'm worried about him.
That's
because
on Pro Football Reference, right?
As you're looking at this shoe room, now you took the
million.
How much?
$58 million.
Well, these are a lot of these are free. I mean, he was a Jordan brand athlete.
Yeah, but it looks like an expensive place. I mean, Sean, the picture that you took of you inside his shoe
emporium.
Emporium. You're up on an extension ladder, probably about 15, 20 feet in the air.
Looks like his closet's
out of this. I was coming out of the attic.
Jeez.
Yeah, you can kind of see the drop-down door there.
Yeah, like the closet looks as big as this studio.
It's pretty big place. Did you sit on Dez's toilet? Were you one of those annoying worker guys that comes over and bombs the powder bath?
No, sir. No, not this time.
Did he have any of his jerseys hanging up? I remember when I looked, David Hulse's house was for sale 20 years ago, and I went in there, and there was a bunch of David Hulse jerseys on the hanging up.
You would have never known it was an athlete based off of what was hanging up in the house.
But you did surmise that you thought this might be an athlete's house.
Yeah, what tipped you off to that?
So there was a jug machine in the back. I related that to baseball. And
jugs.
The young lady said, no, my
husband still thinks he has a career.
Football player. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
What?
He's still working out.
Sean?
He's still apparently
Stop
so.
It.
So she said that he was a football player, asked for who. She said the Cowboys, and I was like, oh, I'm a Cowboys fan. Who is it? And she said Dez Bryant. And I was like, holy.
This is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to figure out whether or not the raccoon thought Dez caught it?
Did not Thanks, ask Sean. That. I would say he said he did catch it, though.
Yeah. Tell us the story of the jugs machine.
Why are you the way you are?
Go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry. Jake interrupted
you. Well, this is good inside info from you, Sean. Would you like to promote your company if one of us or anybody listening should find a raccoon in their
yes.
bathroom room?
Promote the company with the least client confidentiality in the DFW area.
Okay. Well, my name is Sean. I'm with a company called Wildlife X-Team. We've been doing wildlife removal for 29 years, and it's kind of our specialty.
29 years. That's hard for a business to stay around that long.
Shut up.
Not when you're
providing segues.
They might have started the exact same day the ticket did.
What?
How about
Pretty
that?
Close to that. Happy birthday tickets.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
So Sean caught it.
What's the craziest animal you've pulled out of
Thank
someone's
you,
house?
The craziest thing would be another raccoon. 42-pound raccoon that ripped a guy's turbine off his roof and gotten his attic.
Wow.
Ripped his turbine off?
No, turbine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, can snakes really come up through the toilet?
Yes, they can. They come through your plumbing pipes on the roof.
You've seen that?
Yes, I have. And that's the reason why when we go out to houses, we seal everything off to prevent things like that from happening.
Dang. I feel that's crazier than a 40-pound raccoon. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, so if you don't mind me asking, what does it cost to get, a 2-year-old raccoon removed from your home?
Well, it's going to range probably from about $400 to $600, depending on how hard it is to get the animal out.
Well worth it, right?
Absolutely.
I remove them myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call you then.
Sure.
If I need to.
The key to all of this is exclusion, isn't it, Sean?
There you go. Yep. Keep Thank them you. Out. You don't have to worry about it. And
yeah, but that would hurt your business, so you probably want to leave a little tiny little opening.
Yeah, do you punch a hole somewhere where they can't see it just so you can get repeat business?
Or what do they call it? Planned?
On the perimeter. Planned obsolescence?
Yeah, do you kind of put just kind of a weak covering on it?
No, We do it the right way the first time.
All right. But
The joke is we take the Des raccoon over to Dallas and we take the Dallas raccoons over to Westlake.
No doubt.
That's a joke, is it?
I laughed.
It is
okay.
A joke, yeah.
I think it's a pretty good one for the raccoon removal industry.
I like the turban one better.
The Des raccoon went to a park over by Lake Grapevine.
Oh, you didn't just, like, blow its brains out?
Oh, jeez. So you just drop it off in a park?
That's what he did to Dallas Bryant, right?
Hey, was there a monkey in the house?
I asked about Dallas, and unfortunately, Dallas is no longer around.
Hmm. Okay. Dez had a monkey named Dallas Bryant.
It's a monkey!
Many years ago, and... Well, it's disappointing.
Do you have, a dart gun? If you need to tranquilize a raccoon?
No dart gun.
Yeah, how do you get him?
That'd be illegal, right?
How do you get him?
No, how'd you get the raccoon?
Basically took a catch pole that has a noose on one end. Got it
a noose?
Whoa. And then basically took a pair of gloves, grabbed it by the back of the neck, took it down, dropped it in a cage.
Does it bite at you?
Yes, it did.
Oh.
Mm. He or she was not very happy.
Fighting for extra yards, you might say. Thank you, Sean.
Bringing it back to sports.
And the raccoons can carry diseases, right?
Several different types of diseases, yes, sir.
Not only rabies, but also in their scat, I believe, that can carry a...
What's that, poo-poo?
You're an idiot. I'm talking
to an idiot.
It's called histoplasmosis.
What?
It's called histoplasmosis.
That's what I'm talking about. See?
There you go.
I was right.
Yeah, Gordo.
Well, thank you, Sean. This has been great.
Where are you right now, Sean?
I am up by Levon, Texas. I just had to go inspect for another raccoon. Didn't find this one, though.
Are raccoons the biggest problem, or it's got to be rats, right? Rats much more common.
Yep, rats attract the raccoons. The raccoons will feed off the rats, so you get rid of rats, you never have raccoons.
Okay.
Liner?
Yeah, we'd like you to give us a liner for our show, if you could. Identify yourself and say, I'm the guy that got Dez's raccoon out of his bathroom room, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket. Can you do that for us?
I can.
All right. Go.
This is Sean with Wildlife X Team, and I was the guy who got the raccoon out of Dez Bryant's bathroom room, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Phenomenal.
That was great. It's
perfect.
First take.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Guys. Thank you, Sean.
What?
Thank you, guys.
I know who to call if I need,
stuff.
Things.
You got my number.
That's right. Bye-bye. Thanks, man. See ya.
That guy rules.
There you go.
Call him back. I got a few more questions.
What are you
well, thank you, Gordon. That's been Gordon Keith for See You Next Tuesday, and we will see you again.
No, I got time. I can hang around.
Next Tuesday. All right, hang around. I don't care.
I've got a lot more stuff.
Gordon! We'll call your bluff. More Gordon next.
Oh.